Hello everyone, welcome back to A Cup of English. The title of the podcast today is The Treehouse. Join me after my reading of the podcast for a few grammar notes at the end. The Treehouse. My children have begged my husband for years to build them a treehouse. He has said no for a long time. In 2013, for some reason, he changed his mind. Always agree with the kids because, secretly, I think it'd be very exciting to have a treehouse. So he told us that he wanted our ideas about the project. We were all surprised and excited. The kids drew all sorts of designs, some realistic and some pure fantasy. As Tom and the boys were going to do all of the building, the plans had to be very clear and simple. Each person had to know what his job was. Also, Tom decided to cut the cost by using unwanted wood and fallen trees from land owned by relatives. So off he and the boys would go, in the truck, to search for wood. They would come back a few hours later with the trailer full of tree trunks. One by one, they would carry them to the back garden. It was heavy, hard work for the boys, but they're all big and strong, and if they wanted a tree house, they had to work for it. Gradually, the building started to take shape. The support wood went into the ground first, then the floor was placed on top of that. It seemed that in a few days, the walls went up, and then the roof appeared. This all took place towards the end of November, because Tom knew that usually we get snow right at the beginning of December. Well, that didn't happen this year at all. We've had a snowless winter. Because it hasn't been too cold, the kids have already been playing in the house. Inside you'll find a mattress, a lantern, and a stash of food which went missing from my kitchen. My little squirrels must have transported it up into the treehouse for their winter supply. Okay, grammar notes. Number one, the phrase for some reason. This is the kind of phrase you can just add to a sentence. It's a casual, relaxed kind of phrase. It really means something like, I don't know why. A. I called her three times, but for some reason, she didn't pick up the phone. I called her three times, but for some reason, she didn't pick up the phone. B. He's highly qualified, but for some reason he can't find a job. He's highly qualified, but for some reason he can't find a job. Number two. There's a sentence in the podcast that has the verb at the end of it. Each person had to know what his job was. Well, putting was at the end is very important. It shows it's not a question. And in many other instances, with other verbs, we put the verb at the end of the sentence. It would be incorrect to say each person had to know what was his job. So make sure you put those verbs at the end of a sentence in this kind of case. Let's look at the examples. A. He asked me what time it was. Or, he asked me what the time was. So, wouldn't say, he asked me what was the time. Was has to come at the end. B. I need to know how much the cakes cost. I need to know how much the cakes cost. And again, he wouldn't say, I need to know how much cost the cakes. Cost has to come at the very end. Number three. also using the word cost. This is a little phrase, to cut the cost, and it just means to make a project cheaper. A. The council is cutting the cost of lighting the streets by turning on only half of the street lamps. The council is cutting the cost of lighting the streets by turning on only half of the street lamps. B. We cut the cost of painting our house by having our friends help us. We cut the cost of painting our house by having our friends help us. Number 4. To take shape. It's a phrase that we use sometimes figuratively when we're describing the progress of a project, when you can actually see the project almost finished and you can see what it's going to be. A.